name whenever you used to work for Steve Redford?
Yes.
What was that nickname?
Little Hitler.
Little Hitler. All right. I just want to set the record straight.
But if you know Junior Shimmons, he gave me the name.
Okay. All right.
Do you know Junior's daughter is a National Merit Scout?
The what?
Do you know Junior's daughter is a National Merit Scout?
Yeah.
So is my brother.
Well.
Bob?
So do we have any more with you? Yes.
I think so.
Oh, you do? Okay.
134.
All right. BOE number 134.
I believe that's green space in the same area. But I'm not going to swear to it.
Is there a way that we can bring that up?
It says green space right on it.
It says green space.
Yeah.
Which page are we in?
I've lost the rest of my papers to it.
In BOE number 134, if it has green space on here, would it be... Let's just verify it's green space.
So if we bring that up in the map, then you're saying...
No, to your next one. Go back to it. Go up there to where you had the P-values.
Yeah.
Tap, click on it, and shrink it back. And they have to scroll up the P-values. And it's not going to do it. Okay.
Let's see.
Go to P-values.
That's the green space that's required by the way you do platting. They want green space, so you create green space.
Perfect.
It's kind of a hole in the ground.
I make a motion that we change BOE number 134, praised valuation, being green space, to the standard green space price of $530.
Is it 530 or 580?
530 appraised value, is that right?
Was it 530 or 580?
530.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. All right.
I don't think I have anything else, but if you want to call me if you find it.
Can I call you at Lima Hotel?
What?
Lima Hotel?
I guess you can call me whatever you want.
Genetics for, never mind. All right.
Send me the codes, and I'll answer that question.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah, see you next year. All right. Mr. Magnus, welcome to the BOE. Yeah. Mr. Davis has been waiting patiently along with Mr. Moncato. Go ahead, if Mr. Davis would come up, and we'll get started on the next one. Next ones.
290 Chateau
County. So we have is it 11 properties here that we're representing, and this is a classification based on the nightly rental classification.
Yes.
So thank you for your patience. I appreciate it. I just wanted for all of us to be here whenever you presented.
So the 11 properties I'll go over, and it may be useful to...
Is there some way that we can, again, administratively take notice of the property owner, the property ID number, and the assessed valuations?
In what way? Help translate that to me.
There may be... Well, why don't I just read them into the record?
We've got those BOE numbers.
Okay.
You have the BOE number sheets.
I think I can read them off. We have BOE number 447, Schmitz Property Management. We have BOE number 450, Michael Schmitz. We have
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. 452, 455, 458, 460, 462, 464, 467, 469, 471. So it's up to 471.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks.
KJF. Do you also have John and Ann Roberts?
I don't have, no.
That's a different one?
We worked that out yesterday, though, so that would be a...
Okay, so they got in person here, but that's agreed upon?
Yes.
What are we? What BOE are we starting with?
447.
Okay.
Page 9.
Got it.
447, we got...
Up to 471.
1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yep, all of them are there.
So JT,
if you want us to read them into the record, Tim, it's BOE 447, 450.
You can't see anything, can you?
452, 455, 458, 460, 462, 464, 467, 469, and 471.
Very good. All right.
Okay. Before we get moving, Mr. Davis, when you... finish with your residential property display. Could you pull it down because Mr. Magnus can't say anything?
you can sit in this chair.
Well, I don't need to. I'm just an observer.
I know. But who wants to sit behind a wall?
Thank you. I can't. She knows I can't hear.
Mr. Magnus, how long have you practiced law?
I didn't hear you.
How long have you practiced law?
54 years.
54 years.
We keep practicing. We just can't get it right.
19055, Bardo. Sorry.
Okay. You put up with us long enough. Go ahead, Tim.
All right. So my first property, Smith Property Management, the last six digits, 003.012. In 2020, we had a residential assessed value of $71,820. That assessed value was changed in 2021 to fully commercial at $120,960.
It was a year-to-year increase of 68% in the assessed value. Our request is that it really should be classed 100% residential.
If classed 100% residential, then it should have an assessed value of $71,818.
Okay, we generally deal in appraised value. You're not arguing the appraised value is incorrect. You're just talking about the assessed value.
Right. So the fair market value is $377,990. We're not contesting the fair market value.
Okay.
We're just saying the classification, because here's why it makes a difference. If you treat it as residential,
sure,
then the assessed is 19%. If you treat it as commercial, then the assessed is 32%.
Sure.
But to point out, the person who is using this for a nightly rental has chosen to go into business.
Well,
we're going to
Susan. Let's let him go before we start arguing. Let's let him proceed.
How many bedrooms? How many bedrooms is in that house?
It doesn't matter.
He's not arguing appraised value, so it's just a classification. So let's just.
So the next, property owned by Michael Schmitz, the last six digits, 026.000. In 2020, it was partly classed residential, partly commercial. In 2021, it gets classed 100% commercial, leading to a 29% increase in the assessed value. And we're saying that it should be assessed 100% residential, which would result in the assessed value being $58,200.
Okay.
So for all of these sheets that I've printed off in a large scale, I also have they're in the packets.
They're in there.
So if you want to look at them later on.
So you're stating that the increase is significant in the assessed value on the 11 that you're presenting.
But all of those increases have to do with the classification, not the appraised value.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and every single instance, the increase in assessed value exceeded 15%. Here's why that fact in itself, from a procedural standpoint, is relevant. And I draw the panel's attention first to section 138.060 of the Missouri Revised Statutes. Interestingly, when the increase in assessed value exceeds 15%, it happens to shift the burden of proof at this hearing, which is a curious thing to find in the statute, but it automatically shifts the burden of proof to the assessor to justify the number the assessor's office has come up with. Also, if the increase in assessed value exceeds 15%, then under section 137.115 of the Missouri statutes, it triggers a duty to inspect. It says if the assessor wants to go with a higher assessed value, that can only happen if the assessor has gone out and done a physical inspection of the property. So the language is shall conduct a physical inspection. The language shall is mandatory. So that's interesting. So 137.115.10. So that's an interesting technical feature in the statute. And the result is if no one from the assessor's office actually went out and did a physical inspection, by reason of this technicality alone, it means the new higher assessed value for 2021 is nixed. Because the statutory requirements to reach that new higher value were never occurred, and so we go back to the 2020 value.
So, Mr. Davis, and I'll let you present the other stuff. On these two items, on especially 138-060, we have looked at this very thoroughly. I'm not the legal mind that you are, obviously, or Mr. Magnus, but I know Mr. Akers has looked at that, and that statute of the 15% is, I'm gonna defer this to you because you looked at what that references subsection.
The confusion part of it, because of course we have a legislature that doesn't have any legal background anymore. There's no lawyers up there. The confusion to me is that they specify that specifically to subclass one real property. Okay? And when you're changing classification, that's different than if you're just all of a sudden jacking up the appraised value. So what does that mean? Okay. What did the legislature mean? So at this point, because they changed the classification and the whole reason it goes up is the classification, not because of just a increase in residential appraised value. That seems to me to be different. However, our ultimate hope in this is that somebody appeals and we get a final decision. So if that may be you, I don't know. But right now thus far, we have looked at this as when we're changing the classification, that 15%, If you're increasing the appraised value of residential property, then it would trigger that inspection notice. But if it's just a change of classification, I don't know that it triggers that. Now, that's just, we can disagree, but that's our thought at this point.
Okay.
And I guess the question is, and this is a unique question. This was residential property that had, but a portion of it, according, starting, I think it was in 2017 when they started changing it to where there was number of nights.
Some did that, some didn't, some reported. So I don't know whether these were even ones that were.
So.
And one of these properties is a 7-bedroom, 9-bath place, so.
Right.
I don't know where that fell.
I know, I just think that, but the 15%, so I don't know. You know what it is, because it was as of 2020, it was residential because it went out on their cards as a residential card, and of course this leads to a whole nother note that all the cards that went out, and we had an email from somebody who came and presented that their card was based on a residential, yet they've been changed to commercial, and the valuation is actually higher than what the card.